What's shaking, Red Nation? This is Jeremy Brenner with another episode of The Dream Take, presented by The Dream Shake, home of all things Houston Rockets on SBNation.com. Tough loss tonight. There's just no other way to really go about that. Final score, Clippers 95, Rockets 93. Difficult one to swallow. I'm recording this probably 5 minutes after the game went final. And, you know, for a team that's 1-7 now, obviously you want to get these wins when you can. This was a win where they could get it, and you didn't get the win. And we can talk a lot about how, you know, the ending of the game went, whether it was the right decision to have that play go for Eric Gordon. You know, we can go through that all on this episode. We're going to make this a quicker episode. It is almost 1 a.m. here on the East Coast, so I've got stuff to do after this. I got to go to bed. So we're not going to make this too long. Quick, nice, to the point. Maybe bring some guest speakers up in the second half of the show. But let's look at the box score. KJ Martin led all scorers for the Rockets, 23 points off the bench. Great night for KJ. I really enjoyed what he had to offer. 13 from Jalen Green on, again, 4 of 17 shooting. Rough night for Jalen Green. 13 points for Kevin Porter. 12 points for Eric Gordon. 14 points and 9 rebounds for Alperen Şengün. Only 4 points and 5 rebounds for Jabari Smith. You know, obviously the starters, none of them really stood out. This was the KJ Martin game. I really thought that KJ really showed out tonight, really was happy with how he played. There were some good bench moments from this group. I thought Tari had a decent game on defense, 6 points on the offensive side of things. I thought Garuba was really good at crashing the glass. He had 8 rebounds on his own. Dacian Nix and Josh Christopher also stretched in there. In that second quarter, some good minutes there that put the Rockets in a position, you know, to stay in the game down the stretch. And then you look at the Clippers, obviously Paul George, 35 points. Zubac had 16 points, 12 rebounds on his own. But other than like those two, the Rockets did a good job at really shutting down the rest of the Clippers tonight. Norm Powell went 3 of 11 off the bench, which is 9 points. You know, Marcus Morris, 5 of 14 from the field. Reggie Jackson was 2 of 11 from the field. Luke Kennard, only 3 of 8 from the field. As a team, the Clippers shot 42% from the field, but only 25% from 3. The Rockets, 38% from the field, 28% from 3. Really a rough night offensively for both teams. Something that we would expect from the Rockets, given that they are a bottom five offense, but not for the Clippers, a team that is expected to be one of the better teams in the league. Obviously, no Kawhi tonight for them, no John Wall. But, you know, still, I mean, this team was a Western Conference Finals opponent 2 years ago. So, I mean, and it's pretty much the same team. So you would expect this team to have a little bit more on offense. And that, I guess, is part of why it's frustrating that the loss goes to the Rockets tonight, only because it's a winnable game against a team that you're not supposed to beat. And they were still unable to get the job done. And I mean, I personally think that it was just, it really didn't have to do with the last two possessions. I know that will be a big talking point. You know, why was Eric Gordon taking that final shot? Why, you know, was like they let Paul George do what he did? I think the defense was fine. I thought Eric Gordon played pretty good defense on the Clippers' final offensive possession. And Eric Gordon was just, you know, out. He got Paul George, you know. Paul George is one of the better clutch shooters in the game, and that's what happens when you have a guy like that. You know, the Clippers are just a more talented team than the Rockets, and they're you know, they're a veteran team, and you can't make too many mistakes against a team like that, even when they make mistakes. You know, they had 13 turnovers tonight, same as the Rockets, but they just offensively just were not in sync, and the Rockets had a door open for them, and it just wasn't. They didn't attack it. They didn't attack it enough, and the opportunity was there. They didn't. I think the decision to go with Eric Gordon in the final stretch, there's two sides of it. Obviously, you'd like to see, you know, a guy like Kevin Porter or Jalen Green take that final shot, or even Jabari. And I believe the final five out there, it was Jabari, Eric Gordon, Kevin Porter, Jalen Green. Want to say KJ was out there as well, if I'm not mistaken. I hope I'm not. But yeah, so like that's where you get. And I honestly think I'm going to pull up this play here on Twitter just to kind of look at it again, and I can kind of react to it in real time. Hopefully we can get a good idea as for what this was. Okay, so it looks like right here you have – all right, so I'm looking right here. You've got Jabari inbounding, and you've got – it looks like a screen here. They try to get the ball – like, I don't understand. Like, this was not a smart play. It was just not a smart play right here. It looked like this play was always going to Eric Gordon. Yeah, this play was going to Eric Gordon. And they kind of just space out, let him go for it. Look, I mean, Eric Gordon is certainly not a bad option for the final shot. That's not what we're saying. I don't think many people are disagreeing with that. If people do think that, I would disagree with them only because Eric Gordon had – like, he like was a decent drive. Like, you know, he went for the shot. He tried to go for the foul. But he also, like, I mean, that wasn't, like, a bad shot. And I don't think that's the real problem. I think there could be issues with, you know, why wasn't Jalen Green the one taking that final shot? Where was Kevin Porter on this? Oh, maybe Kevin Porter wasn't in the game. Oh, no, Kevin Porter was inbounding. Excuse me. Okay. I apologize for that. Yeah, Kevin Porter was inbounding. And I guess maybe Kevin Porter was an option to go back to on this play, but Paul George was defending that. So, yeah, no, there was no way that ball was going back to anyone other than Eric Gordon. A real questionable play call. I don't know. Like, I don't hate the play. I just wish it was a different player. But at the same time, Eric Gordon was showing during the game. Like, he had a decent game. He was 5 of 11 from the field. Before that, 5 of 10. So he's your hottest shooter right there. Like, I guess you have KJ in there, but, I mean, KJ's not, like, a shooter. I mean, if you wanted to drive and go in, then you go to KJ. But the thing is, guys, like, I understand, like, you want to develop these guys, and it comes down to this. Like, are you trying to win the game today, or are you trying to develop those guys? And it's a real fine line that Steven Silas has had to walk along his whole tenure, I feel like, with the Rockets. Am I going to develop these guys, or am I going to go for the win? And I think he tried to go for the win here. And I think, look, if Eric Gordon makes this shot, we're not talking about, oh, why didn't the ball go to Jalen Green? Or why didn't the ball go to Kevin Porter? They win this game. We're not talking about that. So I think it goes both ways. I would feel a little bit better, I guess, if Jalen misses the shot versus Eric Gordon missing the shot. Or Kevin Porter. But yeah, just a tough loss. I mean, especially considering the Rockets are now, this is loss number 4 in a row on the losing streak in the road trip. You want the win. You really want to win. And I think that's what Steven Silas is going for. Knew this team needed a win, would give a lot of morale, and it just never materialized at the end. So I'm going to look at some comments here. We've got a lot of comments on here in the discussion on Spotify Live. James says, I want KJ Martin to be part of the long-term squad. I agree. I think KJ tonight, you know, he has a gift athletically and he doesn't know how to use it all the time, but tonight he looked like he knew how to use it. And I think that's like the thing with all of these guys. Like, the Rockets are a team that, like, that's one of their strengths, and they need to utilize that strength a little bit more, I feel. Their strength is their athleticism, their size, and I feel like during the offseason, preseason, we were talking about how this team is going to be a transition team. We were talking about how this team was going to, you know, run in transition, and that's how they were going to win these games, and I just feel like that's not really happening. You know, in the fast break tonight, that's where the Rockets lose this game. If you had to point to a stat, where did the Rockets lose this game? Where are the Rockets worse than the Clippers? Fast break points, 22 for the Clippers, only 10 for the Rockets. That is where this loss comes. And I wish the Rockets would utilize that a little bit more. And maybe that is, and maybe that's a coaching thing. In fact, I probably would lean more towards that being a coaching thing versus just a player thing. But at the same time, you got to look at it as, you know, fast break, your defense helps you turn into offense. And the defense is not on the same level as it should be. But I mean, tonight I thought the defense was pretty good. It's just you weren't taking advantage of these opportunities that were given to you. You know, if you have a 5-on-4, attack it. If you have numbers, attack it. And I feel like the Rockets, that's where like the speed of the game is not on their level yet. Like the speed of the game for these older teams, it's there and that's where it needs to be. But for the Rockets, a young team, that's the next step in this development as a squad, as a team. A lot of Silas wants to go. Silas must have gotten a call to tank the game. Fire Silas, please give us a real head coach. Every move Silas does is to win. He just isn't an NBA coach. No understanding rotations or how to find anything that resembles and how to run anything that resembles an NBA team. You know, I think it is a matter of when, not if, Silas is going to go. Obviously, you know, it is disappointing because he is really well liked amongst the squad. But the thing is, like, the squad just isn't playing up to their potential, I feel. And that does get blame on Silas. You know, I remember last year around this time, you know, Stephen Silas, like, there was that report that, you know, maybe it's time to fire Stephen Silas. It was like a 15-game losing streak. And then as soon as that report came out, the Rockets won 7 in a row. So it's moments like that that, like, open up the eyes that it's like, okay, like, Silas is worth keeping. And I really don't think the Rockets are going to make a change in the middle of the year on Silas. I feel like that's an end-of-the-season move if you have to make it. But I think Silas, if the team is the worst team in the league this year, I think Silas has to go. I don't think it's a question. If they don't win more than 25 games, I think it's time for Silas to go. I think if you win 30 games, and I think a lot of it also has to do with the second half of the year. I think if Silas shows improvement in the second half of the year, kind of like how he did last year, I think that it's going to help his case. But I do think overall, Steven Silas needs to win at least 25 to 30 games with this roster this year to get at least one more year. And the reason why I think he doesn't have as long of a leash is because I do believe that this franchise, the front office, believes in Silas, but they also don't feel like changing the coach would really help. Like there's more cons. There's more pros than cons to keeping Silas at this point, because I really don't think that the roster is helping Silas either. You know, like Silas isn't helping the roster, but the roster isn't really helping Silas. And it's a symbiotic relationship. They're not helping each other out. But if that's the case, then why break up? You know what I'm saying? I don't know. A change is needed. I do feel like change is needed, but I also feel like change is so fresh right now with Jabari Smith in there, with you know, the rotations being where it is. And I still think it's really early. Look, they've played 8 games so far. 6 of them have been on the road against teams that are projected to be in the playoffs this year. So I really do think it is still early. And tonight, there were signs of, you know, hey, some of these guys are figuring it out. KJ had a good game tonight. You know, I was Tari had a good game tonight. You know, there are small glimmers. You just want to see that, you know, more often. I thought Şengün had a good game tonight too. 14 points, 9 rebounds. I really like, I like it when they go through Şengün on offense. I wish they would do that a little bit more. I understand why they don't all the time, but you know, he's been like, he's hot right now. Like, that's the thing is Kevin Porter, Jalen Green, Jabari Smith, this road trip has been tough on all of them. Except for, I guess, Kevin Porter last night against the Suns. So the top players, the reason why you will win these games, Jalen Green, Kevin Porter, Jabari Smith, they need to step up too. And if they're not stepping up, then it's even harder to win these basketball games. It's why, nights when KJ and Eric Gordon step up and Şengün, like those guys step up, it gets you back in the game maybe, but it doesn't guarantee you this win. And I feel like a lot of I feel like that's kind of the reason why the Rockets are where they are right now. I feel like Silas is an easy scapegoat because it's a lot easier to get rid of Silas than it is to get rid of Jalen Green or Kevin Porter or Jabari Smith or any of the players on the roster. But the fact of the matter is, it's still really early. And the sample size, it's only 8 games. It's less than 10% of the season. So obviously not a good start. And I'm not necessarily condoning what Silas has performed so far. But I do think once the Rockets get a bit easier of a schedule and they get some more home games, get some confidence, get these guys sleeping in their own bed, I think it'll be nicer. The only problem with that is after this game against the Clippers on Wednesday, they go back on the road for 4 more. Three of them against teams that could really easily make a playoff run this year. Minnesota, you're at Orlando, at Toronto, at New Orleans. That's a real tough schedule of games right there. I think the Orlando one is obviously the winnable one, but other than that, those 3 games are going to be a dogfight, all three of them. Then they get to play the Clippers again at home. Monday, November 14th. And then the schedule kind of gets a little easier, but not really. I mean, you got Dallas in there. You get to play Indiana, which should be a winnable game at home. Then you got Golden State, Atlanta at home, Oklahoma City, and then you go back on the road for some more. Like this schedule is incredibly difficult. And I don't think that a team full of a bunch of young guys should be expected to win too many games. Of these 8 games so far, I would say this is probably the one that they should have won. But they've been competitive in some others. They were competitive against Memphis. They were competitive against Atlanta on opening night, I would say. I don't think they should have won those games, but I think they were competitive. And I think that the record isn't necessarily showing what this team actually is. I feel like this team is more than its record. And look, tonight's probably the one game you probably should have won in this stretch of losses that they've had. So look, I think the Rockets are still really young, really early. And while this is frustrating because it's something that we've seen over the course of the last 2, 3 seasons, it's growing pains. Growing, that's all I can really say about it. Obviously it's frustrating, obviously it's disappointing, but that's what teams like the Rockets that are rebuilding have to do. I'm gonna read some comments here from Adam in the chat. A lot of talk about Jabari Smith as a culture builder. It's direct indication that Silas hasn't created a strong culture for the team. Interesting take. Silas's stepdad cosplay for Kevin Porter Jr. I love that. Is not what we need. We need someone that projects strength and basketball knowledge. Silas struggles with base competence. The sad thing for Silas is that his dad is a diametric opposite of his coaching style. Silas won't be fired until after the season, and this will be a top coaching job for Udoka and others. Jalen Green is the next 15 to 20 games to show that he is the player that he finished last season and not the inefficient player that started last season. Yeah, I say Adam hit that right on the head. I think if you the next coach is going to have to be someone that is very opposite from Silas. But I think maybe there is some hesitation to fire Silas because of the off the court relationships that he's built with his team, with his players. But I do question how well this team would do with a different coach. And it depends on the coach, because that's the thing though, is once you let go of the coach, then you really can't point the finger at the coach. It then points to the players if they're not performing. And the thing is this roster ready for that? And I don't think the Rockets are ready to put the hot seat on the players yet. I think they are letting them play it out, and then Silas will be the first to fall, and then you go from there. So there's a lot to think about. If there's anyone that wants to come up and speak, I'm going to give it about a minute or two here. We're about 20 minutes or so into the show. Don't want to take up too much time tonight. It is late, but I really am appreciative that we have a pretty decent squad out here. 15 people listening to us live on Spotify Live late at night. It is November 1st. Happy birthday to my co-pilot, Michael Brown, who's off tonight for his birthday. He is the heartbeat of the show and couldn't do it without him. So happy birthday to him. Hopefully we can get him a win against the Clippers for a belated birthday gift. I thought this might have been the night for a birthday gift. Maybe he would have come on and celebrated with us if it was a win. I'm not sure exactly what he's doing right now. I'm sure he's having a pretty good time himself. But yeah, on Wednesday, I hope that the Rockets come out on Wednesday with a little bit more fire. They're like feeling as if they should have won this game. That is, I think, going to be a testament to Steven Silas and his coaching. How well can Steven Silas and the team adjust? They're going to be at home after four games on the road, 5 of 6 on the road. So a lot of opportunity here on Wednesday. I'm hoping that the same roster from Monday will permeate for the Clippers on Wednesday. So I think the Rockets are going to play a little bit harder on Wednesday. And that'll show where the team is, I think, in terms of if Silas has a hold of the locker room. If they go into Wednesday and get blown out by 20, that's not going to be a good look for Silas. But I really don't think that's going to happen. I think the Rockets are pretty pissed about this loss. I hope that they are, because they should be. They should have won this game, and they know it. They know it. So, the Clippers are not in a good spot either. So this is an opportunity for the Rockets to really get a win here. And with a lot of, questionable games to where they could get a win down the line, you got to take advantage of the games that you can win. And this is a winnable one. This was a winnable one tonight. And unfortunately, just wasn't enough. But I think this is a good place, or I should say, I think this is a grand place to park the rocket ship. Thank you guys so much for tuning into this episode of The Dream Take. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at The Dream Take and at Dream Shake SBN. Head over to our Facebook page. Give us a like if you're over there. Head to thedreamshake.com, home of all things Houston Rockets at SBNation.com. Follow me on Twitter at Jeremy Brenner. That's JeremyBrenner. Final score tonight, Clippers 95, Rockets 93. Thank you so much for tuning in this episode of The Dream Take. And until next time, go Rockets.